This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. British scientists warned Friday there are early signs people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 may be able to transmit the Delta variant of the virus as easily as those who have not been vaccinated. The findings align with those from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which last week raised concerns that vaccinated people infected with Delta could readily transmit it, unlike other variants. It's become the dominant coronavirus strain globally, sustaining a pandemic that has already killed more than 4.4 million people, including over 130,000 in Britain. Vaccines have been shown to provide good protection against severe disease and death from Delta, especially with two doses, but there is less data on whether vaccinated people can still transmit it to others. Public Health England says of confirmed Delta cases that ended up hospitalized since July 19th, 55% were unvaccinated, while 35% had received two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine and still ended up in the hospital. Nearly 75% of the British population has had two vaccine doses, and now PHE says, quote, as more of the population gets vaccinated, we will see a higher relative percentage of vaccinated people in the hospital. The European Union's drugs regulator said Friday there's not enough data to recommend using COVID-19 vaccine boosters after major EU states said they would roll out a third dose for the most vulnerable from September. The European Medicines Agency has said in mid-July that more data was needed before it could make a recommendation on boosters, but the EU's biggest countries, Germany and France, are moving ahead with plans to roll out anyway. That's despite a call from the World Health Organization to halt boosters. This is VOA News. Leaders of five Central Asian countries sounded the alarm over the spiral of war in neighboring Afghanistan at a regional summit Friday as U.S.-led forces finish withdrawing this month after a 20-year war amid Taliban advances. The talks in Turkmenistan come as the militant group challenges Afghan government forces in several large cities after weeks of gains in the countryside, including in provinces bordering Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. The Taliban has established official contacts with both Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, as well as Russia and China, two important players in the region. Tajikistan's president is still holding out, but Friday noted the Taliban now control the entirety of Afghanistan's border with his mountainous country of 9.5 million people. His Uzbek counterpart is calling for a full ceasefire and a, quote, mutually acceptable negotiated compromises at talks. Lebanon's Hezbollah movement says it fired, quote, dozens of rockets Friday at open areas of an Israeli disputed district, drawing Israeli strikes in retaliation for a second straight day. It's the first time Hezbollah has directly claimed an attack on Israel since 2019, as tensions boil along the border following a week of exchanges. The group says the latest rounds of rocket fire on Friday morning came, quote, in response to the Israeli air raids that hit South Lebanon on Thursday. Israel, a day earlier, carried out airstrikes on Lebanon for the first time in 7 years in response to cross-border rocket fire. Thousands of people fled their homes on the outskirts of Athens on Friday, and hundreds were evacuated by boat from a nearby island as Greece faces a fourth day of wildfires fueled by strong winds and searing temperatures. Like elsewhere in Europe, Greece has been grappling with extreme weather this summer and a protracted heat wave, its worst in 30 years, sparking wildfires in several parts of the country. In nearby Turkey, authorities are battling the country's worst ever wildfires, which forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people, including tourists, and briefly threatened to engulf a power station. In Italy, hot winds are fanning flames in the island of Sicily this week. Myanmar state media reported Friday the country's ruling military has offered to waive charges against some protesters involved in demonstrations or strikes if they come forward to authorities, prompting a skeptical response from several facing charges. The Southeast Asian country has been in turmoil since the army toppled the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi 6 months ago, sparking a wave of protest and a civil disobedience movement that has paralyzed parts of the state. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.